Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
For our weekly overview of what's going on, what's hot, if you will, in the News Talk Radio biz, I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan going through the stories according to the research done for this week. It's April 13th to 17th in review now from Talkers Magazine. List is at talkers.com. Stories, people, not a whole lot of change from last week, at least in terms of category. There certainly is a lot of new information as things change. Most of it, as you can imagine, is a focus on health and the politics of what's going on. Well, let's go through the list. The only thing that seems to be, not a part of it, and maybe it is in a sense, the relationship we have with Iran, what's going on there, that's number 10.
Kind of quiet, right?
Well, it has been. They've got their own problems, frankly. Yeah. They've got a horrible problem with the coronavirus, and they haven't dealt with it well because the rest of the world is sure to, they shut out the rest of the world, and the rest of the world shut them out. I think they've gotten some help from the Chinese, but it was the Chinese that caused the problem in the first place, and then they've gotten some from Russia. Yeah, but the people, the unrest in Iran is not being reported by the news media any more than the truth that of what's going on in China is being reported by the mainstream news media. But
well, there is no mainstream media in Iran. If you report anything, you're in jail. And
you're dead. But I'm talking about inside the sources that might be able to get in. Like there are always reporters that sneak into North Korea and come out with photos and video. You know, they can you can do it if you want to. But it doesn't seem to be, you know, the old expression that where there's a will, there's a way.
It doesn't seem to be much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Risking getting caught. Remember, weren't there a couple of college students that got, was that in Iran or was that someplace else?
Yes.
It was Iran, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Woof, what a mess. Number nine, the celebrity list of people who have COVID-19, people who are passing away. I don't think we were talking about Brian Dennehy dying at the age of 81. I do not believe it was from complications. He was a smoker, and you know, you can probably tell that by looking at him, but it wasn't something that I don't, at least anything that I saw didn't indicate it. It was natural causes.
No, it wasn't coronavirus, I don't think. Yeah.
No.
I think he'd been battling something, according to his family. They didn't say what, but something.
He didn't look good when he was on the last episode of The Blacklist. Playing Reddington's father, he didn't look good. He just didn't look good. Number eight, the education circumstances. I think there are a number of the implication here of colleges considering a new school year with no students on campus. Can you imagine these buildings and these campuses, these facilities? It may be not only summer classes would be canceled, but university chiefs are trying to figure out how to handle their incoming students and what happens in the fall. Is it too far out to be making these decisions at this point, do you think, or not?
I think so, but I think they're planning for it. And I know for sure in California, the governor was the first in the country to lay out his plan for reopening businesses, which we saw the president do this week, and we saw some other governors start to lay out things that would need to happen to get states back to business. And one of the things that's on Newsom's list is that schools will look very different, that it is possible that elementary, high school, middle school kids will go back in the fall, but that they'll have to cut class size, that they'll actually stagger schedules, which means less classroom time. They'll get rid of PE. They'll make lunch and recess look a whole lot different.
Yeah.
So it's,
but
yeah,
you know,
I think there's
on that, Jennifer, a lot of youngsters I've found out in our community anyway, but around the country, just the same thing. How many at-risk children are getting pretty much all their food from the schools? They go in
they're
and
still
have
keeping
a breakfast.
It up, by the way. You still can get them. At least in California, there's a program where the, well, I shouldn't even say in California, in L.A., where I live, the L.A. Unified School District is still doing these meal pickup centers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
even during coronavirus, there you can still go and get your kids the two meals a day that they would have gotten. They're just not doing that third meal, which I guess they would do, a take-home meal. They're doing two meals, and parents can come and get them.
The end of the day. There's something that's sort of related to this. You know, the SNAP program for people who are on welfare, although welfare is not a politically correct term. That's really what it is. The programs have been cut back somewhat under the current administration. And I think, frankly, my own read on that is that they were, whether they, the right people got cut off the program needed to be whittled down. Now, there are a lot of ways of applying it. One of the administrators for the community that I live called me yesterday and wanted to know if I would take SNAP payments for the ice cream that I'm selling on the farm. Many of you know that I'm a farmer.
What'd you
farmer.
Say? That's interesting.
I said yes. I said yeah. I don't even know how the... I asked her a little bit as to how the program works because my other friend, the farmer that does the produce up the street, took it last year and apparently had a hard time getting his money. So he said to me, look out. But I went through the way it worked with this administrator and I felt... like, okay, you know what, excuse me, even if it didn't work well, I'd try it to help people out, especially at this time, even though ice cream, for most people, not me, is not an essential food, but it's really a way, there were so many people that came to the farm last weekend to take advantage of our first weekend of being open. You had to stay in the car, we had, you know, appropriate masks and gloves on everybody, and it was well done, so we're doing it again this weekend. And so the question from this person was, this weekend, if we send people up who can't, you know, they have a busload of people that are all disabled, but they are on assistance, will you take their SNAP cards? I guess that's what it is, right? Like a credit card? Take the SNAP cards and pay for that. I said, yeah, I would. And so we'll see where that goes. But there are a lot of people, I think that's part of, to go back to what we were initially talking about here with a focus on education, this is part of what we have been saying all along, ladies, that the world is going to change. It's going to take on a different face, a different structure. And some of these things are going to be more obvious than others. Some of them will be quicker than others. But I think there are going to be a lot of changes, especially if this thing continues and does affect our lives into the good weather months, which we're getting pretty close to bumping into now. Although you wouldn't believe it if you look at the forecast in the Northeast this weekend for 2 inches of snow. There hasn't been 2 inches of snow here in one storm all winter. So, it'd be interesting to see how this it does. The international students, I wonder about them. Are we still taking in as many international? That was one source of cash at my university.
There are kids who are, you know, who've already been accepted and are expecting to return or returning students. And so what do you do with them? You know,
a lot of people were stuck here. They never went back. They were here going to school and they just stayed.
Yep.
All right. Next up here is the psychology of this virus, the psychology of having it, the psychology of being cooped up in your homes, the psychology of living with or not your spouse. I saw another item of interest when it came to divorces. The risks now of you getting divorced have upped the ante. You know, there is the people living in close quarters. They find out they don't like each other. So, you know.
Surprise!
Surprise! See you later. I want a divorce. So, I mean, so I would wonder how this affects, because normally when you say, I want to get divorced, somebody moves out. But where are they moving to?
Nowhere. Where can you afford to move? That's the other question.
I think the smart people are the ones who, as soon as they thought that this would happen, the stay-at-home order would happen, that they just bailed
moved out.
Yeah.
You have some friends that did that, Victoria?
No, I was reading about Julianne Hough and her husband, so apparently that's what they did. They've been kind of, I guess, on the rocks for a while, and now they're separated.
Maybe
she should have married him.
Maybe.
I know, she might have been better off.
She doesn't seem too happy with the one she chose. So.
And he's divorced from Fergie now, too, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? He's with some other lady.
How about
that,
me?
Baby,
how about a round of applause for me knowing what's going on in the gossip department?
I'm very impressed.
Well done, Dougie. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of well done, we're going to have a couple of well done commercials here, and then we'll continue with our overview of the Talkers charts for this week with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Frickin' Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Our DNA can predispose us to certain illnesses, but microbiomes, the communities of bacteria that live in our bodies, have their own DNA, and we're learning that they can also play a big role in our health.
So genomics impact a lot of what you are and what you become, but the environment is also critical. Where you live, what you eat, how you exercise, whether you smoke or not, all of these things impact you. Part of that impact are the microbes that you live with.
Dr. Keith Stewart is the director of the Mayo Clinic Center for Individualized Medicine. He says we have around 1 trillion bacteria in our bodies at any given time, but it's only been recently that we've begun to understand the impact
on the drugs you take and how they're absorbed, on weight gain and appetite and diet, on even unexpected things like cardiac disease and inflammation.
And how to use that information in the treatment and even prevention of disease. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Next item of interest, number 6 on the countdown list, the story of our relationship with China. This is my baby here. The Chinese at this point in time, and our knowledge, never mind our relationship with them, the knowledge that we are gleaning from how they have not only caused this, but the ramifications that more focus on how they've dug in and their claws into America the way they do, whether they need us or not. There's some people, because they're hurting for food, who say they need us and we should make them pay. And I think we should make them pay whatever we, you know, four times what it's worth. And the reason that I think that in part is because they have, for example, this story with Smithfield Foods and Nathan's Hot Dogs. They own the company that is the manufacturers, if you will, the products that come from pork. The WH Group in China bought Smithfield a couple of years ago at the behest of Chinese government getting to they went to the Justice Department and made their case. It would be better, all of the same nonsense and garbage and unbelievable BS that all these companies come up with when they want to take over another company. But in this case, it was a Chinese group. So now they have ruined the economy of the world. This company, Smithfield, and Nathan's Hot Dogs are in trouble because the packing plants of the people there have got a virus. So they're looking for a bailout. The Chinese government that owns the WH Group, that owns Smithfield, has come to our country, taken over the business, ruined it, and now they want a bailout from our government. Never mind chutzpah. But how do we let these things get, and do we learn? Is this one of the things we're learning as we go through this experience? Good question. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen, on the air around the country with an overview of the charts for this week. From Talkers Magazine, they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and Talkers.com. And this list at number five, Presidential Authority, is number five. Whether the president sets the... what was the thing this week? The governor said they would decide when everybody go back to business, and the president said, no, that's my job. And then when he was called
well, see,
on
this
it...
This was one of those headlines that was blown out.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Proportion.
Yeah, of course.
And really, you know, and Trump doesn't help himself as much as I like him. Sometimes he, like, responds to the headlines instead of, like, just clarifying what he said. But the truth is that what he's talking about, since I speak the language, is that he is saying that the federal government would come up with new guidelines. Remember, the federal guideline had the social distancing order in effect through the end of the month. And so now the question is what happens after the end of the month. So the federal government comes up with federal guidelines. They give those to the states. The states then decide when it's appropriate for them to reopen. I don't think that this should be that hard. And apparently that's what was discussed on a big phone call that they had. I think it was Thursday when everyone got together on a teleconference. Right. And the federal government identifies states that are candidates to reopen in phase one, which would still be very limited, a limited reopen. And according to Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and President Trump, there are about 20 states that could be ready to reopen if the governors are comfortable. And the first stipulation is that you have a decline in cases for over a 14-day period before you can even have the conversation about what to do. And then you'd still really have a limited reopening. So this is a very, I thought the plan that was released by the federal government was very modest. It didn't seem overly aggressive. And it seemed to have the support of both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx in its implementation.
Right, the problem, though, is New York is the only state that's had 3 days in a row now of a decline. So New York will end up being the first state. We were the first affected, and we'll be the first one out of it. And then New Jersey will follow behind that. California is probably very close to New Jersey on that timeline. So
we're still going up, but
you are?
The problem in
Jersey's
California.
Going up, too.
Massachusetts went up this week and sort of flattened out.
The one state that didn't, though, Ohio, they actually had their apex two days before the governor of Ohio actually shut down the state. So there are certain states that are going to be able to do this.
North Dakota is a mess.
South Dakota, mostly
because of the Smithfield and the people in Sioux Falls at the Smithfield plant. And
Texas, I think, is going to be one of the first to open up. Texas seems like they're ready to go. So
seem to be calmed down there. Yeah. So let me ask you this: in terms of presidential authority, people who are told they have to wear masks in public. That seems to be one of the big deals this week. Some of the governors are saying you have to. Even the mayor of my community said if you're out in public, you've got to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And could the president, is that something that really is an example of what governors can do with an executive order? Or could that be overridden? Could the president say, not that he's going to, but you know what, you don't really need to. Use your own judgment and don't pay attention to what Governor Cuomo or anybody else says. Is that...
I think the difference is if someone really wanted to push this and take it to court, the difference is the wording of the executive orders, at least in New Jersey and New York. I can't speak to the others, but the wording is it is advised that when you're out in public and you cannot practice social distancing, like if you're hiking, you're fine. You don't need to have a mask on. But if you're going to be walking into a grocery store or a pharmacy, you have to wear a mask. And the way that they're doing it is they're saying that the stores will have to turn you away if you're not wearing a mask. So if you say, oh, you're violating my personal rights or whatever, you don't really have a legal leg to stand on because the stores are the ones with the authorities to turn you away from service.
Yeah. I went into a hardware store, and I had left my mask in the truck. And the guy who's my friend that runs the store says, you can't come in without your mask on.
Right.
So I went back out and got my mask. And as it turned out, he knew what I wanted anyway because I'd called ahead and ordered it, so he brought it out to the truck. And that's another thing. If you're smart, you're going to call ahead and order no matter what service you're looking for. 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're still running Microsoft's Windows 7 on your PC, you should know that Microsoft has stopped supporting the operating system. Microsoft's Craig Tullett explains.
If you do have Windows 7 on your PC, it will still continue to work. So it will still turn on. You can still use it. It'll still run your applications. That is not going to change. What's important is that you understand that it will no longer be supported by things like critical security updates, which makes your PC increasingly at risk to malicious attacks or viruses.
But with the low prices of PCs these days, it's more affordable than ever to upgrade.
There's a compelling consideration there to think about making that upgrade from Windows 7 if you don't want to subject yourself to the risk of having no security updates.
More info is at support.microsoft.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy. And I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump is as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Moving back into our info zone, I guess we call it that, yeah. All right, we have the services of a couple of your favorite radio personalities here. By the way, just see the ratings. 42% increase in listenership across the board to not just the, you know, this is sometimes a collective of all the spoken word formats like news and sports and news talk, that sort of thing. But this is specifically talk and talk stations that are providing some context. Maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree. I've been fairly critical of some of the stuff that I've heard that seems not to be working on solutions. The focus of the blame doesn't work too well for me. But anyway, I just think it's interesting that people are using the radio more than anything else. And also, The evening newscasts are up, but the viewership to the cable channels isn't. So you want to take a crack at why that might be? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
Oh, well, I think I know immediately. The local media is actually super serving the audience right now, because on the national channels, all you're getting is the national news for the most part, except maybe for the exception of New York, where they carry the Cuomo press conferences. But locally, you get not only the Trump press conference every day, they interrupt for that typically. You also get all of your local officials doing their press updates. I noticed that I've been using local news way more than I ever had in the past, just to prepare for the shows that I do locally. So
not me. I don't look at any of that stuff. I don't use television. I take the 14 or 15 different shows.
And therein lies the problem.
What? Watching television? I don't know. I wouldn't waste my time watching that stuff. It's pejorative. They make heroes or celebrities out of these people. If I saw one more story about George Stephanopoulos getting the coronavirus from his wife, I thought, it's okay, so they're not any more important. They put their pants on one leg at a time, take a shower every day, go to the bathroom. Why are they more important, other than people know who they are, than the average Joe down the street who's going through the same thing? It's the fact that we make something out of nothing, and that becomes news. It's not news. Well, I mean, yes, it is news. George Stephanopoulos has coronavirus. Okay, good. All right, next. Number four on the list of the top 10 stories is the presidential race and the political guessing as to who's going to be the vice presidential running mate of Joe Biden at this point in time. A lot of speculation that it's going to be a woman, and then people say it's going to be a woman of color. Are there boxes? You got to check this box off. What about finding the most qualified person? Is there any thought to that, or are we just looking for somebody that'll check off all the boxes?
I don't think he's looking to just check boxes. I think that
he doing it by himself, or is somebody coaching him?
I would think he's going to check the ultimate box, because he already made the promise, and I don't think he can go back on it, that he's going to pick a woman. So already he's checking a box. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? The thing is, like, I'm as a woman, I'm not offended by that, because if someone doesn't, you know, everybody got to where we are now because somebody checked the box and gave somebody a chance, and it became the new norm. You know, and I don't know. I don't understand the argument that some people are trying to make, like, you know, and I'm not saying you, Doug, but, you know, I understand, yes, you could see it as checking a box, but I don't know.
I'm happy to have.
Sometimes you have to have.
I would like to have. You know me, I've been saying for years, more women need to be in charge, because things are always better when women are in charge.
Well,
they just are.
I get a little frustrated, because no one asks about checking a box when a man is picked, but that doesn't mean that he's credible or should be there. It's just, you know, people automatically see, oh, he picked a guy, that's fine. He must be, you know, no one's putting any extra thought into it. It's safe.
Well, I think they do check a box for minority men, certainly. I don't think that it's just a free pass for men. I don't think it's necessarily exclusive to gender
I'm saying white men, that, you know, when they get picked as president, no one looks in the past and says, oh, well, that guy was a bad president.
Old
we're never
going
to pick
even.
We're not going to pick a white man to be president again. They get a pass that way. And so I think
the thinking was, Kara, that there, when Obama was picked, that many people voted for him because he was the first black guy to run for president.
Well, people might have voted for him because he's black, but it's not just because he's black. It's because
some people voted for him just because he was black.
But it's also because, as a black man, they could identify with him because he had similar experiences.
Which is too bad. Isn't it, really, when you get down to it?
No, I think that representation is so important.
No, you're not missing that. That's not the point I'm making. Sorry, I didn't make my point well. The point is that isn't it too bad that we have to feel like there is a need for representation of color, because it's ignored by people that it has to be
a
special task.
There is a need. And now that we have, if you want to stay with the metaphor of check that box, we had the first African-American president. If someone else comes along, regardless of gender, who is a minority, then that's already become normalized. And that's important. That's very important. And you know, it's important that we had a female candidate. Now, you know, however anyone feels about Hillary, look, 3 million people, more than Trump, voted for a woman.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy for a Biden to say, I'm going to pick a woman as a running mate. We already technically elected
a woman
as president.
One thing for sure, he's not going to pick Hillary as his running mate. I think you can be pretty sure on yeah. that. I think you're pretty. But the business about it goes back to Jack Kennedy. When I was a kid, Jack Kennedy ran, and everybody said the Pope is going to run the country. What nonsense! And then you know, I would like to see somebody Jewish, frankly. Even though I don't like separating out, I think it's there have been. You know, I really, really, of all the people who were potential candidates for president, Michael Bloomberg was my favorite.
Did anyone care? I don't think anyone cared.
No, I think you had
to
add to it. You
well,
heard a little bit.
I think
bit.
Because
Nobody
they're
Sanders,
white, so they don't yeah, talk. They're white that. Men, so it just it still is in that category.
How many black Jewish guys do you know? Who,
Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I know Sammy Davis Jr. for president.
He converted.
I love it.
Yay! All right, number three on the list, health care and what happens there. Very interesting questions have come up this week. For example, is there a risk of catching this if you go to an urgent care? Medical emergencies, heart attacks, asthma attacks, got to go to the ER, you got to go to urgent care. So if you do that, what's the risk? The folks at Johns Hopkins said the risk through an ER or urgent care facility was really quite high. And people have taken that to heart. So people who get sick, I don't want to go to the hospital. And maybe that's what we were talking earlier this week on the DJV program about how many empty beds there were at hospitals and how frustrating it is because you can't get any elective surgery done. Doctors aren't around, but yet there are plenty of empty beds. Plenty.
Well, I think the first thing that's going to change is going to be elective surgeries are going to start up again. As yeah. soon as they can
I hope so, because
that,
otherwise, yeah. guess what? We're going to have to do a huge hospital bailout. And because uh-huh. keep in mind that there are also a lot of people who are out of work who are now going to just let their insurance lapse, and they're not going to be paying for that. So,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot Very of people true. Lost their insurance letting
that's
it lapse.
That's what I mean. And they won't be able option. To afford the pickup, the copay.
So the bottom line
right?
here, the Johns Hopkins report said that if you go to the ER, be ready to risk yourself. Because this stuff, these places are dirty. They even if you're getting a lot of people that are in there that are cleaning the place up, it's just it's
a risk.
Dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is. And when it comes to getting sick, also think about the mail. That was one of the things that we touched on. All the deliveries from Amazon, et cetera, FedEx, the U.S. Postal Service. The experts say contracting the disease from mail is very high. The president of the health advisory group, Schmidt and Libby, said, "So, quote, so we do know that the virus can live for days on a variety of fabrics, cardboard, metals, vinyl, plastic, rubber, and others as well. So didn't we ask the question this week about whether you should, wasn't your food, you know, can you get it off of the skin of an orange? Or
there have been
can.
No cases.
Yeah.
Well, there have been no
packaging,
cases of,
basically.
Yeah,
right.
the packaging. Yeah, but it is not foodborne. There are no cases of it being transferred via food. So
no.
you can get takeout and you can do it safely.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to it in a matter of moments. 44 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Our overview, our perspective and respective. I guess is that a word? Respective. No, perspective
sure.
and retrospective. I like that word better. Yes, it is.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Yale Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Yale Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. HealVets.org.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you.
From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
And yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
All right, let's move back into the focus here of the top 10 stories. Anyway, number two, the economy and what's going on in the economy. Who's got jobs? I guess to a point that has to do as well with the number of small businesses under 500 that have applied for the PPP, the payroll protection plan. That money is drained out. There's no more of it left. They're going to try to redo it, but I think there's some political machination, ladies, right? Isn't there in the consideration of another?
Yeah, about adding more. I think the Democrats are ready.
Hospitals is a big one.
Yeah, the Democrats are ready for another stimulus bill. Republicans are saying we'll get to another phase four. Let's just get the small business money replenished, because what the goal is to try to keep people off of unemployment.
Well, if you don't keep
employed,
there's plenty of companies that still haven't. Right, exactly. And the money hasn't been distributed. Not a penny of it's been distributed yet. I haven't seen it. I was one of the first ones in last week, and they said we'd have it by the end of the week. This week, I haven't seen it yet. Interesting, when you look around at companies like Amazon that are doing so well in this, Amazon still says they're hiring. They need another 75,000 workers.
Because everybody's buying from them. I mean, I've always bought from Amazon, even my groceries. I can't even get groceries delivered because there's no windows available.
They hired 100,000 employees last month. They need another 75,000 this month. Doesn't that say something about that business model and about what people think?
Well, it's safer right now. People don't want to go into stores.
Well,
and
we just did something.
Amazon
we just
has everything.
Talked about how healthy or unhealthy cardboard was. The stuff is shipped in.
Yeah.
Because of
Amazon, because I can't get my groceries delivered, I've actually done more grocery shopping during coronavirus than I've done all year.
Yeah. And I thought one of the things that was interesting, there's always a lot of attention on Jeff Bezos, who runs Amazon. He said something to his workers this week, and I'm going to quote, it's actually a Dr. Seuss quote. When something bad happens to you, you have three choices. You can either let it define you, let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. And I thought that was pretty smart. He's become a little controversial, but I thought that was interesting. I'm going to keep that in the back of my mind. Dr. Seuss is always good. When all else fails, find something from Dr. Seuss. All right, ladies, good job. We got through the overview of the stories from Talkers Magazine. It's 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To our engagement every week. Wait a minute, that could be taken the wrong way. Nick and I, no, please, don't start that rumor. Nick and I are not engaged. No, we are not. We're engaged, but we're not engaged. You know what I mean? We are engaged in conversation and provocative thought and thinking about important things like fast cars and stuff that attract just a fabulous audience. Nick Miles is... You're a car expert. His auto expert website, rautoexpert.com. Great place to go to find how much you ought to be paying for cars. And maybe it's a good time now because the prices are going. You remember that old song, the old jingle? When the value goes down, down, down. Remember that? You remember that? It's an old jingle for an old clothing store. But I think we could be using that for the car industry. When the value is... Well, is it the value? How do we, let's take the terminology, Nick. Value. Is value determined only by what people will pay? I mean, that's usually what people say. It's worth what you can get for it. And now, you can't get as much money for either used cars or new cars, right?
We're probably safer sticking to the word price. That's right. In the last few weeks, the price of used cars has dropped between 12 and 15% because people aren't going to dealers to buy them. And that means that probably new cars will follow soon because they need to sell those as well. And it's likely that it could get a lot worse, too, for the people selling the cars, but a lot better for the people buying the cars.
Right. So how will this, because we got maybe another month or so of this, and I think I told you the story about my friend who's the Audi dealer, and I buy my, I don't buy Audis, but he gets me my cars, my Rovers. And he said that last week they went into the office one day for 4 hours to sell four cars to people who had contacted them online. And I wonder how much of a new model that is for the world, the new world order. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, we're shifting to online sales. There's absolutely no doubt about it. For those dealers, most dealers are off the scratch. They have a website. They have a web page you can negotiate online. They have a little box you can click and talk to somebody. But those dealers who didn't jump in on the old web when it appeared 20 years ago, they're the ones that are hurting right now.
So what about all those big fancy buildings? You know, some of these big castles that are built for, you know, whether it's expensive cars. I know they're just finishing the rework of the Range Rover dealership here. The building looks ridiculous. But, you know, they all, the companies require a certain facade, right? They want their dealerships to look a certain way. And so where's that all going to go?
It's part of the new world order. I think a lot of these things are going out the window, the same as office blocks. Now, one of the things that this has taught us is what we can actually do from home is quite astounding. We thought we had to go out to do a lot of things, but we actually don't.
Well, it's more fun, though, to go sit in the car and look at it, push the button, things like that.
I think you still got to do that. I mean, if you're going to have it in your driveway, you still got to do it. But a lot of the stuff that you did at the dealership can be done online. Especially all the negotiations. I don't like talking to somebody. I don't even like people. So I'd like to just send them an email and have it all in writing. And I think that a lot of America are realizing that too as well. So
you miss out on having to see the guy in that blinding plaid suit in order to see him. Either.
Well, you don't see him. You don't see him that much because he's always in the back talking to his sales manager about what a good deal he can get you.
Right. Okay. So here's the factor. This is something I bet a lot of people wouldn't even think about. How many cars are owned by the big rental car companies, Hertz, and Enterprise, and Avis? All those companies, there are millions of cars, and they're trying to dump them now. So that's going to influence retail on used cars as well, right?
Yeah, so 1.86 million vehicles are owned by rental car companies.
Wow.
And if you think about it right now, what's happening in Hawaii, those huge rental fleets of minivans and convertibles, they're sitting completely idle because nobody's traveling. And same with Vegas and same with Florida. They're all just sitting there. So what ends up happening is that those cars, you know, they're getting older, they're losing money on them. We're going to estimate that about a million vehicles are going to be dropped into the circle of used cars. Now, if you thought you could get a good deal on maybe a 20% deal off a Toyota Camry, imagine what it's going to be after they drop about those cars in. But there's also this other factor as well. You've got to think about this. All those people that used to have home services, like the Geek Squad, who used to come to your house and fix your computer, or the Merry Maids, or any of the maid services, those people aren't coming to your house either. So it's not just rental fleet. You're going to see a huge amount of secondhand cars appear, and it could be deals for everybody.
Wow. Well, hey, deals for everyone. All you got to do is have the money and a job to pay for it. Nick Miles is our auto expert. Check out his website, ourautoexpert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.